Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Bree. And next we're going to have a newscast by Edna and Wade, followed by a PSA from Albert and Romero. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Bree.
This is Wade and Anna with your Tune In Turn Up news update for May 24th.
Local news. 45-year-old Samuel Yoon, a San Leandro youth minister, was arrested May 8th, 2013 and was charged with aiding and abetting prostitution and possession of marijuana. Samuel Yoon was initially in Orlando, Florida for a minister's conference. In Orlando, he answered to an internet ad set up by undercover detectives to have sex with a 14-year-old teenage girl. Upon arriving at the location, detectives were already there to arrest Samuel Yoon, along with 92 other people in Polk County.
On Monday, May 20th, 2013, a tornado ripped through Oklahoma, claiming the lives of 24 people, including 9 children. The twister wreaked havoc throughout the southern part of Oklahoma in a town called Moore. The tornado was classified as an F4, which is the second most dangerous classification possible for tornadoes. Different sources reported this tornado actually to be an F5, which is the number one most dangerous category. Recovery stations are forming and more deaths are being tallied as Red Cross, other foundations, and state troops are digging through the rubble day by day trying to find survivors.
Education. Most recently, there was a protest in Chicago against closing 49 public schools. After an official meeting on Wednesday, May 22, 2013, the decision was made to close down the 49 schools due to low enrollment.
For entertainment, Kanye West recently debuted his new song, New Slaves, off of his currently in process album, Yeezus, which drops on May 17, 2013. He debuted this song by projecting Justice's face in a silhouette across 66 buildings all over the globe. The song explores politics, segregation, government corruption, and ignorance in an aggressive, sleek, yet compelling way. The stir he's creating with his methods of presenting the song in order to pump people for his album has gotten much review and talk, which look good for his album sales. I'm Wade, and this was a newscast with your Tune In Turn Up news update on Youth Radio Raw.
When are we going to smoke the weed?
Man, I got help. I don't do that stuff no more. Did you know that after a few minutes of smoking marijuana, it would drop your blood pressure?
Man, you suck. It's the best feeling that you could get.
Nah, dude. Go get some serious help. You need it, like, right this moment.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with smoking.
Dude, forget what you're saying. Keep on smoking, you'll end up suffering. Go get clean. You'll be glad you did so later on.
I don't know if I want to get clean, though.
I don't think you understand me. Go to www.webmd.com for more info on effects on weed. When you decide that you want to get clean, call area code 866-762-3712.
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Bree. The next song you are going to hear is Fresh Off the Runway by Rihanna. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Bree.
wanna know how we get down. Walk up in this suit like we own this hoe. Own this hoe. Like we own this hoe. Oh, I bet you wanna know what I'm all about. You really wanna know how I get down. Walk up in this like I own a hoe. I own a hoe.
Fresh off the runway, 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 fresh off the runway,
The song you were just listening to was Body Party by Sierra. I'm your DJ, DJ Bree. This is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. The next song you're going to hear is Turn Up by 2 Chainz. Once again, this is Tune In, Tune Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. And I'm your DJ, DJ Bree.
I walk in, then I turn up, pocket full of honors. Shawty got a tan like she come from the Bahamas. I do this all night, and I should wear pajamas. Eating these rappers like a school of piranhas. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up. Got the Benz right in front of all my friends on the come up. I'm like, damn, these lookings ain't a honor. Man, I keep that shit a honor. All this bling cost me a honor. I walk in, then I turn up, pocket full of honors. Shorty got a tan like she come from the Bahamas. I do this all night, man, I should wear pajamas. Eating these rappers like a school of piranhas. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up.
I got a recipe for my destiny. South side to the left of me, south side to the right of me. I'm a south side to the death of me. On east, you come up for me. Getting money is my specialty. Got the game on lock, and I got a hit for the extra key. Excellence is my pedigree. Buy a car, it seems better to it. Then I paint the feet. Call that for the pedicure. Looking on the road, ain't getting no money. That's a petty tour. I can fuck your bitch and act like I never knew. Shit is ish, I'm manure. I'm a good piece of connoisseur. Keep it on the low, so sometimes I get piece of on the floor. I'm on top, so look down below. Told y'all I'm about to blow. I'm about to dough, I count the dough. I cash out and I'm out the dough.
I walk in, then I turn up, pocket full of honors. Shorty got a tan like she come from the Bahamas. I do this all night, man, I should wear pajamas. Eating these rappers like a school of piranhas. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up. Walk in, then I turn up, in, then I turn up.
I walk in, and I turn up. Then I set up on a motherfucker, I'm catching rolling weed with a burner. Got a bad bitch, I make her hold my liquor. She got a girl with it, she don't know that I be hitting her. Red bottom shoes with the spikes all on it. Pocket full of honey, make the bitches all on me.
We'll be right back. I'm your hello, this is Turn In, Tune Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Stray. And next we have a commentary by Takiya, followed by a review from Jordan C. Once again, this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ Stray.
Kids these days value their swag instead of their education. They'd rather have a $200 pair of Jordans that would go out of style within a few months to a year, causing them to throw them out or to sell them, rather than valuing the priceless opportunity of their education. When the Bad 11s were going to be released, a friend of mine in class made sure her phone ringer was on so she could hear if a shoe store would call her back about having the winning ticket to buy the new pairs of Jordans. She didn't care if her loud ringtone would interrupt class, nor if she stepped out of class to answer the phone call while the teacher was giving a lecture. All through class, she was worried about if she would get the call or not. She didn't bother to pay attention to the teacher's directions or the work they were assigning. She even told me that she was going to cry if she wasn't able to get the Bread 11s, which appalled me a little because I never thought a pair of shoes were ever that important to cry over. Yet, the situation completely amazed me. Because she had poor grades, and I've never seen her feel this strongly about them. To me, that's more of a reason to cry about instead of a pair of shoes. I would never let a pair of shoes come before my education. Without any education, where can I really go in life? I wouldn't be able to get too far. That's the problem nowadays. Kids focus too much on their sense of fashion rather than what's in the textbook. Bad grades can lessen some of the opportunities you have in the future and make it harder to make a decent living. Not getting a pair of Jordans only means that you're late with the new come up. So you tell me, a pair of Jordans or your education? You choose. For Tune In and Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw, this was Takiya Larkin.
Captain Murphy, a.k.a. LA-based producer and head of music label Brainfeeder Flying Lotus, has recently released his album and music video Duality. Though the Flying Lotus himself is not due to the scene in music, his MC alter ego Captain Murphy is. First coming to the scene as a separate deity that was signed under the Brainfeeder label, the rapper originally wore a mask and hood when performing and held no identity to the public or to the label, with the exception of head Flying Lotus, who was the MC all along. Duality is an album mixtape, and it isn't a normal or average one by far. The album is actually a 35 minute long video experience that could be argued as a continuous music video and or movie, taking a lot of influences with the idea of corruption through fame, cult followings, and cult-like fan bases, and compares the two. Captain Murphy further goes on into the topic by making the album itself as a theme of how to start a cult. And holds chapters of step-by-step on how to manipulate others. Interesting thing about the album is that the video actually does act as subliminal messaging album, as you don't realize how down the rabbit hole you really are until the end of the album. It starts off mild and calm, then slowly building up with psychedelic imagery and sounds, and finally ends up getting more violent and repulsive imagery, all while still playing music that stays in your head with a different and indescribable sound. I believe Duality to be genius and brilliant in its accuracy of actually creating an album that functions like the thing it's using it as a metaphor and what it's criticizing. The video is not for the faint of heart and can be seen as scary and very repulsive in its accuracy. What's also to be noted is that Flying Lotus fans can enjoy the different sound that he brings while sounding like a completely different person, and provides his input through thoughtful lyrics. Music critics rated the album and video to be a great success, as it challenges what hip-hop and music views fame. This is Jordan Collins, and on Tune In Turn Up for this review, and visit more on youthvideo.com.
Hey, this is Tune In and Turn Up Youth Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Stray. The song you were just listening, the next song you are going to hear is Janelle Monáe's Queen, feat. Erykah Badu. Once again, this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ Stray.
Baby.
Oh. The song you were just listening to was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And the next song that we're going to listen to is going to be Frank Ocean's Lost. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. And I'm your DJ Stray.
On my babe, triple weight, couldn't wait the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost. Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost. Lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wear the work I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties were sharp. No, have I ever let you get caught?
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Stray. The song you were just listening to is Frank Ocean's Lost. And the next song you are going to hear is going to be Get Lucky by Daft Punk, one of their new singles. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw, and I'm your DJ Stray.
I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to the sun. to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Hey, this is Tune In Tune Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Chad. And next, we're going to have a commentary by Devin, followed by a roundtable from Simone. Once again, this is Tune In Tune Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Chad.
My favorite color was blue. One day in class, a boy told me that my favorite color should be pink because pink is a girl color and blue is a boy color. I was highly offended because I never liked pink. Actually, my younger brother's favorite color was always pink. From that point on, I've always been aware of society's norms for what's considered feminine and masculine and how they confine people into specific gender roles. The role of a woman for thousands of years has been to be meek and subordinate, soft and feminine. The role of men has been to be powerful and dominant. If you don't fit into the role that's been given to you, then you are socially unaccepted. Many people don't know that gender is a social concept, unlike sex, which is biological. Biologically, we are classified as male or female depending on our sexual organs, but socially, we're classified as men or women depending on how we present ourselves. People who break rules of society, for example, people who identify as transgender are said to have something called gender identity disorder. Calling this a disorder is an ignorant way of thinking. Basically, this says that anyone who feels like they don't fit into the gender roles expected of them are mentally or genetically abnormal. I think what causes depression, anxiety, and other emotional problems in people who experience a struggle with their gender identity is the fact that it is not socially accepted or understood. If people were more open-minded to the idea that not everyone can fit into society's boxes, people who are different would not be considered abnormal and would not be discriminated against for things they can't control. Sex does not define gender. For Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw, this was Devin. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
In the beginning, I wasn't very open-minded to what I listened to on the radio. It was just typical everyday 106 KMEO where they had songs on repeat. But that was when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I listen to different types of music from rock to alternative to dubstep and more. I found these genres of music to be very entertaining and have better lyrics than songs that are played on the radio, which they play on repeat over and over. Listening to different types of music helped me to concentrate in class and have songs in common with other people. Here to talk about music are Yana, age 16, Katori, age 14, and Jordan, age 17. We will be right back after these messages.
Did you know if you are a young man of color living in Harlem or Bronx, New York, you have an 84% chance of getting pulled over by the police due to their stop and frisk policy?
Well, thank goodness that I don't live in New York.
Well, actually, did you know that they are bringing this policy to Oakland as well, and that they have the right to stop any suspicious-looking characters?
But doesn't suspicious-looking characters typically mean any young African-American or Latino male?
Yes, and out of the 84% that they would pull over in Oakland, only about 6% of these people would actually be arrested or actually commit a crime.
So that means if they pull over 100 people, only 6 out of the people will actually be arrested or will actually have done anything wrong?
For more information, go to www.nyclu.org.
You can also download the Stop and Frisk application on your Android or iPhone.
And we're back. What type of genres of music do you prefer to listen to?
I prefer listening to anything that can get me thinking and anything that like sets me up to like dance.
I'm kind of the same. I like music that is more different, or you know, somebody that can get me in a good mood or just fits my mood for the day, basically.
I'll listen to anything at all, whether it be Florence and the Machine to Waka Flocka 2 Chainz. Like, it doesn't really matter.
How are you influenced by your friends' music?
It kind of keeps me hip to what's going on in the world, like what everybody's listening to kind of gets me like in the mood to like, you know, branch out and see what different stuff we can come up with.
I tend to just find my own music on my own. I mean, I'll introduce some artists to friends of mine that, you know, if we have the same taste in music, but I'm not really feeling it, then I'm not really gonna feel it. I'm not gonna just listen to it because they like it, you know?
Yeah, the same with me. Like, I listen to a lot of music that my friends don't. We don't always listen to things. They don't know what I listen to. I don't know what they listen to. So it's whatever. We just share what we share.
Has the type of music that you listen to changed and why?
The type of music I listen to is always evolving because I always find something new. So I always find like a new artist that's like not really heard of, and I try and like pay attention, you know?
I originally used to listen to rock, and I still do to this day, but for the longest time I resented hip hop because of its portrayal on black people and always more ignorant sounding. And personally, after a while, you know, I realized that there's not all hip hop is like that. And now I personally am into hip hop and making my own. So I'm always branching out every day.
I've always had a lot of different interests ever since I was little. So I always listen to different music, and I always listen to music from different eras and different genres and things. So it always changes. It suits my mood.
Has the music genres you listen to influenced the way you think?
I mean, sometimes, because, you know, when you listen into angry music, sometimes you feel really bad. When you're sad, you listen to sad music, it makes you sadder. So, I mean.
Most definitely, because I turn to my music with every shift of emotion I am during the day. You know, I try to find certain artists that are like me or fit my thought process. So, I mean, it always definitely affects me and how I'm handle the day, you know. That's me, though.
My music just generally just changes on how I feel and what I'm thinking at the moment, so yeah.
Does music help you concentrate in class?
It depends on what class I'm in. Like, if I'm listening to rock music in English class, it doesn't really help me.
It depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I'm trying to read, I can't just be, like, blasting and slapping in class, because then I'm not going to get anything done. But if I'm, like, sitting there just concentrating on something, then, I mean, I like to get into the zone. No.
I like to listen to music all the time. Like, it always helps me concentrate. Like, when I really need to do something like read, I'll listen to something slow. Or if I'm working on a project, I listen to something upbeat to keep me going and keep me on track.
Where do you find new music to listen to?
I find new music listening to my friends or whatever they listen to.
I find it off my friends that if we share common music, or just going through YouTube or things, like if I have a certain artist and then it suggests, like, you know, thing that you might like, I might click that and then lead. And then it's just a whole different door or portal to a whole different realm that you might not even really think is dope. But, you know, that's how I find my music, though.
I find my music on YouTube and different radio stations.
That's all the time we have for today. I'm Simone. For this roundtable and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Hey, this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Chad. The next song you're going to hear is Let the Groove Get In by Justin Timberlake. Once again, this is Tune In, Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Chad.
Are you comfortable? Right there, right there. Let the groove get in. There, there, right there. Are you comfortable?
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Chad. The last song you're going to hear is Debbie Deb playing When I Hear Music. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Chad.